So once a year, in the last 10 days of January, we do a one-night count of how many people are homeless, either living in an emergency shelter or transitional housing program, or living on the street in an abandoned building, under a bridge, in a wooded area. And we count throughout the state of Ohio. We've agreed that we will hold our count on the fourth Tuesday in January. So then that means the next morning early, at 4 o'clock in the morning, we had four teams of volunteers who met at a couple of our local shelters, and then we headed out to known locations. What we do is we talk to law enforcement ahead of time, and we talk to people who are in our gateway shelters and our street outreach workers, and then we start with that. We divide up our community geographically so that we're not overlapping or double counting people. We head out, flashlight in hand, bundled up, and go look and see if we find anybody.
So this is kind of like a census for those that might not be included on a normal census.
That's a great way to look at it. It is. And it's a snapshot. It's a one-night picture. It is a requirement for federal funding that we hold this count. Communities all across the country have to do this point-in-time count to get that picture on one night. What's the need in your community? How many people are outside? How many people are in? So it is important both from a funding perspective, but then we also use it really. It's, the count is kind of the beginning. Mm-hmm. If somebody's out there, we want to find them. We want to know why they're out and what we need to do to be able to start that connection or work further on that connection to get them into housing and off the street.
As you said, you just concluded a point in time count yesterday. What did you find out? Were there any surprises?
The surprise, I guess, if it was a good surprise, that we didn't find hardly anybody. In fact, the team that I was with that went to spots where every year we find people, this was the first year that we did not. And that was really good surprise, because the weather has just been so bitter that folks who would have maybe taken the, I can ride this out for a couple of days, once we had the cold spell right at the start of the year, and then the next really cold spell, and then this one, it just was easier to get people indoors.
What will you do with the information that you gathered?
We will use it both. We have to report it in our continuum of care application to HUD, which is that competitive funding process that I referenced earlier. So those numbers will get reported there. We'll also use these numbers locally in our planning to make sure that we've got the right services. Are people getting connected? In addition to the street count, those teams that went out at 4 in the morning, we also had teams that went to area meal sites. So there's a church that opens up at 6:30 in the morning and serves breakfast. So we had somebody there. We had somebody at meal sites later in the day, trying to capture people that maybe the outreach workers don't know where somebody may be sleeping, maybe somebody in a car. And then that is used to be able to say, all right, are there locations where the outreach workers should be going that they're not going? How can we make sure that we're reaching those people and getting them connected well? Are these people on a list for housing, or do we still need to get them there?
You can find out how to get more information about the point-in-time count on our website at wnku.org under regional news. Kathleen Shanahan, thank you.
Thank you.